The appearance day of Lord Ramachandra, Prabhupada gave some lectures on it. And he'd always, generally he'd quote the verse, Ramadi Mordishu, Kala Niyamena Tishtan, Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu, Krishnak Swayam Samavat Paramat Kumanyo, Govindam Adi Purushang Tamahang Bhujami. That in the list of incarnations, the first one listed is Lord Ramachandra. Rama Adi, that Ramadi Mortishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. So Krishna is coming in many, many incarnations. Why he's coming? Well, Krishna only has one purpose, in order to bring us back to the spiritual world. Otherwise, he has no need to come here. And he comes in a variety of incarnations, of which today we're celebrating the incarnation of Lord Ramachandra, which is obviously a very special incarnation, because it's a incarnation of Krishna in a human form, and with partly, at least in the Treta Yuga, it would be considered a normal pastime. But for us, they're extraordinary. Now, Krishna also comes 5,000 years ago, which is more recent than approximately Treta Yuga, which is at least a couple of million years ago, because Dwapara Yuga lasts for 864,000 years. And before that, there is Treta Yuga. So Lord Ramachandra is appearing sometime in Treta Yuga, and that lasts for 1,200,000-something years. So approximately 2 million years ago he came. And his pastimes are a little bit more easy for us to understand. Krishna's pastimes as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, dancing with gopis, stealing butter, is sometimes misunderstood by the so-called moralists of the in the modern age. They cannot understand how God could be so immoral. But Lord Ramachandra is the most moral person. He took the vow of ekapati vrat. He only had one wife, and that's well appreciated in the modern age. One wife. Of course, people have one wife and 25 girlfriends. That's considered to be moral. But in any case, he had one wife and no girlfriends, because his wife was the goddess of fortune, which is quite an advantage. Still, all his pastimes of the highest morality, and they also manifest or show very clearly Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sarunam Vinashaya Tridiskritam Dharma Samstapanarataya Sambhavam Yuge Yuge. I come and I annihilate the demons and I protect the devotees and I reestablish religious principles. And in order to show that, Krishna, for instance, had two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, curse by the Brahmins. And there's so many elaborate stories of how the goddess of fortune left Vaikuntha for some reason by Lord Narayan's arrangement. Lord Narayan told the gatekeepers, don't let anyone in. So when the goddess of fortune tried to get back into Vaikuntha to see Lord Narayan, she was stopped by the gatekeepers. So obviously she didn't appreciate it. And that was their first problem. But they were following Lord Narayan's order, and undoubtedly Lord Narayan was trying to arrange so that these gatekeepers could participate in his pastimes in the material world. Because in the material world, by people's karma, they can actually come to the platform of opposing Krishna like these gatekeepers could, coming from Vaikuntha. And in their first incarnation, they appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They were so powerful that they were half, correctly, it says they're half the size of the universe. And Hiranyaksha was able to steal so much gold that Bhumandala, which is not a small little planet, Bhumandala, which covers the diameter of practically of most of the universe, fell into the Garbhodaka ocean. And it took Lord Varaha to come and pick up the Bhumandala and put it back into its place in the universe. I think Bhumandala is approximately 1 trillion miles across or something like that. The universe is 4 trillion miles in diameter or something like that before you get to the coverings, which are much greater. In any case, it said when Lord Varaha was fighting against Hiranyaksha, they were both approximately half the size of the universe. So they're not small little. For us, they're quite big. Now, of course, we can't even imagine that. But Ravana, of course, after they were killed, then they incarnated as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. And being blessed by being killed by Vishnu, they also assumed extraordinary forms. Now, Ravana, compared to Hiranyakashipu, was rather weak and insignificant. It said that when he went to his relative, Bali Maharaj, in Sutala, that at that time, Vamanadeva was standing as a gatekeeper. And somehow or another, he got into Sutala to visit Bali Maharaj is the son of Prahlad, grandson. And there's some relationship between Kashyapa and Bali Maharaj and Prahlad. In any case, he came to ask for some help for his fight against Lord Ramachandra. And when he got into when he saw Bali Maharaj, then he asked Bali Maharaj, can you kindly help me in my fight against Lord Ramachandra? So Bali Maharaj said, well, I'm sorry, I can't really get into it because I'm not really a demon. In any case, I could give you some donation for your fight. So Ravana said, all right, I'll take the donation. So he said, I'll give you one jewel. If you can pick it up, you can take it with you. And I'm sure I'll cover all your expenses. So he went to this place, and in that place was this mountain made out of diamond and covered with gold. So he said, just pick it up and take it home with you. So Ravana tried to pick it up, but it was too heavy. Ravana was quite a powerful personality. And with all his might, with his 20 arms, he tried to pick it up, but he couldn't even budge it. He said, where did this come from? He said, well, actually, in your last incarnate, and in your last life, you were Hiranyakashipu. And you got into a fight with an incarnation of Lord Ramachandra. His name was Shingadev. And during that fight, one of your earrings fell off. And it fell over here. So this is one of your earrings that you were wearing. So now you can't even pick it up. And you were slain by Lord Nrsingadev. And now he's appearing as Lord Ramachandra, equally as powerful. And you're thinking you're going to win in this fight. You've diminished so much in your power that it's just a fraction of what you used to have. And you got killed by his nails. So what's going to happen now? So of course, Ravana was quite arrogant. He didn't really appreciate some good advice, and he left. Didn't even get a donation. And then Vamanadeva at the Gadora, in order to give him a farewell, kicked him, I think, 700,000 yojanas back to where he is now. So that gives you some idea that Ravana, we shouldn't underestimate Ravana, because Ravana got some boons from Lord Brahma. So even when he went around the universe conquering, trying to conquer the demigods, they didn't even bother responding to him because they couldn't violate, or they wouldn't violate, the boons that Ravana got. Namely, he wouldn't be killed by any demigod, etc., etc. He asked practically the same boons as Hiranyakashipu, but he left out animals and men because he thought men were too insignificant to even bother to ask about. So, when the Indra and the other demigods were perturbed that Ravana was trying to harass them and everyone else, then they went to Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma noted that actually he had asked for every benediction except to be, he couldn't be killed, except that he shouldn't be killed by men or animals. Animals, of course, Lord Vishnu decided that, yes, I'm going to take birth as a human being. Because Lord Vishnu can do anything. And all the demigods will take birth as varanas and bears with the same prowess and potency that they have as demigods. So they took birth as varanas, millions of varanas on this earth planet, and also the bears, which were headed by, the leader was Jambavan, in order to fight against Ravana and his family. And there are so many pastimes. We can read those pastimes. But those pastimes are actually much more popular in most of the places around the world where Krishna is known than even Krishna's pastimes. If you go to Southeast Asia, like Thailand, you'll find many temples of Lord Ramachandra and his pastimes. Distorted, not according to the Valmiki Ramayana, but still Lord Ramachandra is glorified, because at one time the Vedic culture was everywhere. And the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are certainly more accessible to us than Krishna's pastimes. They're more of a godly nature. And of course, they include these fights against the Rakshasas, which are always exciting. And the Rakshasas were quite interesting personalities at that time. And also Kumbhakarna, picking up the Varanas, who were huge, and just stuffing them in his mouth and crunching on them, eating so many of them that the fat was coming out his ears. This is always interesting for people who like good fights, which are most people. I mean, and of course there's romance, Sita and Ram. There's everything in the Ramayana that's attractive. There's adventure, Ramachandra trying to find Sita, or they're in the forest, and Kumbhanda with arms 2 miles long. You can imagine someone with two arms 2 miles long and a body with just two eyes and a mouth. Nothing else but two eyes and a mouth. And a trident with his arm. And on the trident he had speared tigers and elephants and lions and other creatures of the forest, and he was just eating them like a barbecue. And he grabbed Lakshman and he grabbed Lord Ramachandra, and some interesting conversation goes on before he puts them into his mouth. But unfortunately for him, then Ramachandra cut off his arms, and then he revealed himself as a demigod who is cursed. A lot of curses go on, but they're in previous ages. If you got cursed, you really got cursed. Now that someone curses you nowadays and, you know, one of your hairs fall off your head or something. They really got heavily cursed to become born as a body with you only have a mouth and you're eating raw lions. It's probably pretty unhealthy for most people. Raw elephants. I mean, at least he was on a raw diet. Raw food. And then getting the blessings of Lord Ramachandra. So many different pastimes. Impampa meeting Hanuman. Hanuman fighting, and Sugriva. Sugriva fighting against Bali. It says that Bali was an incarnation of Indra. And Sugriva was an incarnation of Surya. And they're fighting each other as friends. And the whole pastime of Dumbi. So many pastimes. But in 15, in that 10 minutes, we can't say so much about it. Interesting, but we shouldn't just jump here in these pastimes, because we have to gain access to them. Because although they're exciting superficially, externally, they're always exciting. But the real excitement comes when we're actually able to experience the pastimes internally. Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that under the heading of lamentation, the rasa of lamentation, that Hanuman, he's still living in Kishkinda. Of course, I don't think he lives really on this planet, but someplace in the universe. And that he's always reciting the Ramayana. He's always remembering Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. Now, Lord Ramachandra's pastimes are many of them in the mood of lamentation, because it's a very sad story. He was a beautiful prince. Everyone loved him in Ayodhya. He's about to be crowned as the prince of Ayodhya, and he gets exiled into the forest the day he was supposed to be crowned. For 14 years, his beautiful wife Sita has to leave with him. His brother leaves. There goes from riches to rags. Talk about an economic crisis. And they're in the forest for 14 years. And there's not much, of course they come to a place which is very beautiful, and there is beautiful deer and beautiful flowers, and everything is very beautiful. And then Ravana comes by, kidnaps Sita, takes her away. Right the year that the exile is supposed to be done. And Lord Ramachandra searches for her, gets news, meets Hanuman, finds out where Sita is. They build a bridge. They go and destroy Ravana and his family. Sita comes back, and Lord Ramachandra seemingly rejects her, tells her to enter into fire, to prove her chastity. Very lamentable. She enters into the fire, she's unburned. She goes back to the kingdom. Someone rumors that sometime later that Sita was perhaps unchaste, and Lord Ramachandra banishes Sita when she's pregnant into the forest. She gives birth to Kusha and Lava. And when Lord Ramachandra is going to take her back, she goes into the earth. She returns back into the earth. So it all seems quite lamentable. But Hanuman was always in ecstasy, because they're not lamentable at all. They're all the nature of transcendental bliss, all the pastimes. But a person who's reading them may get the wrong idea if they don't understand what the nature of rasa is. But generally people just overlook those things, I think. And they love the excitement of the pastimes, because they're exciting. So we can also read the pastimes, but we should, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar Devotion, our sadhana, will eventually give us access so that we can actually appreciate, especially trying to distribute Krishna consciousness to others in terms of distributing Krishna consciousness, because that's why Krishna comes with these pastimes, is that people can read about them and get some appreciation for Krishna in some form or another. If they don't like Krishna, then at least they can like Lord Ramachandra. And if they like Lord Ramachandra, that he was a moral person, he was a protector of the poor and the innocent, then they'll get some appreciation for Krishna consciousness. And maybe some of them eventually will be able to understand the nature of Krishna. Now Lord Ramachandra's pastimes are so appreciable that even Krishna enacts them in his childhood. When he grew up with Balaram, that's one of the things they used to play, is Krishna, is Lord Ramachandra's pastimes with the cowherd boys. And similarly, Lord Nityananda would enact the pastimes of Lakshman with his friends. And he did it so perfectly that everyone actually thought that maybe there was some relationship between Lakshmana and Lord Nityananda. Because when one boy said he was Indrajit and threw a flower at Lord Nityananda when they were playing pastimes, Lord Nityananda fell on the ground unconscious and no one could wake him up, as if Indrajit's weapon, the Shakti weapon, had actually knocked Lakshman unconscious or knocked Lord Nityananda unconscious. And everyone was crying. They went to their adults saying that Nitai is unconscious, what can we do? So one intelligent person asked, well, what happened? And they explained that actually before it happened, we were playing pastimes of Ravana and Indrajit attacking Lord Ramachandra and the Varanas, and Lord Nitai, as usual, is playing the part of Lakshman. So at that time, the boy playing the part of Indrajit threw a flower at him as a Shakti weapon, and Nitai fell unconscious. So the man said, yes, what you do is, one of the boys who's playing the part of Hanuman, he should go to the Himalayas and get the herbs that will actually cure Nitai or Lakshman of this Shakti weapon, of the wound. So one boy played the part of Hanuman, said, I'm flying to the Himalayas. Now I've gotten the herbs. What were the herbs called? Sanjiva, Oshadi. Oshadi is usually the general name for herbs. Sanjiva, Oshadi. And he brought them back and said, here it is. He administered them to Nitai, and Nitai woke up again. So when they play pastimes, they're really experiencing. So we have to come to that level too. Because if someone throws a flower at us, better we fall unconscious. But then again, we probably won't play the part of, as well as Nitai can, of Lakshman, because he is Lakshman. So the point is, if we qualify ourselves, because Lord Ramachandra, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, they all have the same mission, to bring people back to the spiritual kingdom. And part of that is give them an opportunity to appreciate Krishna and his wonderful activities. So we have to distribute those wonderful activities and give people access to understand why Krishna is coming with these wonderful activities. That who's a devotee, who's an asura, who's Krishna, what Krishna wants to accomplish in this world, and how everyone can participate, because everyone has the opportunity, even in this lifetime, to participate in Krishna's pastimes. Just as we're participating in Krishna's pastime in the form of the Sankirtan movement, this is also one of Krishna's pastimes. So we can give other people the opportunity to participate, and the more we participate in this pastime, the more we'll understand how wonderful even the pastime that we have in Krishna's service is, and we'll be able to attract others to participate in that same pastime. But we have to realize for ourselves by actually learning how to participate in this pastime, which Krishna is giving us an opportunity to do. And we can learn about that by reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita and getting the principles of Bhagavad Gita. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they imbibed the principles of Bhagavad Gita and they manifested them perfectly in their lila, which is accessible to us. And by experiencing the Sankirtan movement as it actually should be and actually is, then we'll have access to all these other pastimes of Krishna also. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. And Hare Rama. Yeah. I've seen devotees that were very attracted to Lord Ramachandra. And they were cultivated mostly their attraction to Lord Ramachandra. So, within our society, will we have devotees who will be attracted to different forms of Krishna? And if somebody expresses, sometimes it's not easy to judge how much of it is sentimental, how much is it continuing from some really deeply rooted attraction from before.
Anyhow, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there were Murari Gupta, there was Anupam, they were devotees of Lord Ramachandra also. But as far as the devotees, I mean, we know when children grow up, that most, a lot of them have bows and arrows and they think they're Ram. And then they get a certain age, they forget about it. That's all right. At least they're attracted. So, that, how much we know? How can we know? How do they know either? We only really discover our rasa fully, clearly, at the stage of bhava. Before that, we may have some sentiment, but that's all right. We shouldn't. It's always nice to have some sentiment to something about Krishna. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Shri Ram Navami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.